And good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN on a Monday morning. It is October 14th, Columbus Day, and we are talking today about a few different things. We'll have coming up later in the hour, we're going to be previewing the Lions Club Pancake Fundraiser. We'll also talk about Operation Christmas Child coming up in the 9:30 segment. We're going to kick things off talking animal health with KSU College of Veterinary Medicine. We got Dr. Bob Larson joining us in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you in here, and as you heard the weather forecast, much more fall-like right now, and I got a feeling that's going to be a major topic of our conversation today.
Yeah, I think it's important this time of year to kind of start looking forward. Not only, well, fall is a great time of year, but as we look into winter, kind of preparing the cattle and the facilities for the tougher weather of winter that's coming.
Yeah, and that starts really, though, the whole process for ag producers starts now, doesn't it?
Exactly. When we think about cow-calf producers this time of year, you know, we've really had around Manhattan a tremendous amount of good green growing grass for a longer period of time than most years. But the time is coming rapidly when we're going to have dormant grass. And so the quality of that grass goes down. And so we got to make sure that the cows are getting enough nutrients as we move from the period of green growing grass to the dormant dry brown grass. And so we do several things with that. One is we assess the cow's current body condition, the amount of body fat on that cow. And so we'll assess that, and that'll help us plan as we move into the winter. We also do some forage sampling. So we'll sample the hays that we've harvested to find out what nutrient content they have this year, because it changes from one year to the next, even if we're harvesting from the same field. And then we'll use that information, kind of where she is now, how much does she have some extra body condition, or is she a little bit thin, what is our forage analysis like, and then we can kind of plan what our winter ration should be to get her through this period when the grass is not green and growing.
Now, with calves and animals here on the farm, you want them to put on a little more weight here during the wintertime?
Well, it kind of depends. If they go into the winter a little bit thin, we'd like to put a little bit more weight on them early before the weather gets much worse, and then basically maintain through the worst part of the winter is usually the goal. So if they're about right now, we're basically just talking about maintaining from now till spring. If they're a little bit thin, we'll put a little bit more weight on them early and then let them maintain.
Okay. Well, as far as the feeding goes and then the nutrition, what's a good diet to recommend?
Well, with beef cows, the diet is going to be based on forage. So either hay or maybe standing forage out in the fields, but it's dormant now. It's no longer growing. And then usually we're talking about some sort of a supplement. First of all, you start with minerals, so salt and other minerals. And then also, depending on, again, what I was saying, that kind of the analysis of the forage, do they need a little bit more protein? Do they need a little bit more energy? And then you're talking, you know, for a full-grown cow, somewhere, you know, 2 to 4 pounds a day is pretty typical of a supplement to kind of get them through the winter, in addition to the forage that they're eating. So that, you know, the hay and the standing grass is what is the most of their nutrient needs, but they need a little bit of a supplement to get them through.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Dr. Bob Larson, KSU College of Veterinary Medicine here. You know, I've, another thing you got to think of this time of year is we had a couple freezes already. And if you have standing water, you need to make sure that's got a heat source, I imagine.
Exactly. So we've talked about kind of preparing the animals for the coming winter. We also need to think about preparing our facilities for the coming winter. And one of the big ones is making sure our water supply is good. So making sure that we're not going to have frozen pipes, frozen tanks that we're set up to supply the water that the cattle need. That sounds kind of simple, but it's when it doesn't work, that really throws a monkey wrench into the production system. So make sure that the water is ready to handle the rigors of winter. You know, so picture some really cold days, really high wind chills, and be prepared for that. And then think about the rest of the facilities as well. Last winter we had a lot of moisture. We really battled mud all winter. So doing everything we can now to kind of prepare for that. So make sure that if they're in a dry lot, that you've got, you know, gravel and places where you need some gravel, and be prepared for the upcoming winter and then early spring thaw, so that we can have the best environment for the cattle to be in as possible.
Now, how adaptable are cattle to the weather changes, would you say?
Oh, that's one of the good things about cattle is you know, they're born and bred to be outside. So they do very well, particularly if they're acclimated. Just like us, if a cow has a good, thick, warm winter hair coat and she's been acclimated to cold temperatures, it's amazing how low those temperatures can be. And really, she can stay pretty comfortable. Part of that is the way that the cattle's digestive system creates a lot of heat. So they're actually more resilient to cold temperatures than they are to really hot temperatures. So as long as they have some protection from the wind, and sometimes that's man-made protection, a windbreak or a building, or sometimes, you know, they'll find some microenvironments, you know, behind a little bit of a hill or down in just a little bit of a low area. They'll find microenvironments where they're out of the wind. And as long as they can kind of stay dry and out of the wind, they do amazingly well in temperatures that we would consider very cold. Where they get into trouble is if they get wet and stay wet for a long time. So that's one of the reasons we talk about controlling and preventing mud, because that really that dampens that hair coat. It's not able to, you know, be a nice insulating hair coat. And so if we can keep them out of the mud and provide them some wind protection, then cows are pretty resilient against the normal winter weather.
All right. Again, with the mud there, can that cause injuries or other maybe frostbite, anything like that?
Yeah. Mud is one of the real challenges for beef cattle producers because, of course, you're dealing with outside and you've got weather. But it can cause a number of problems. We talk about it causing hoof problems, and that can be either, you know, the mud itself, or if it freezes and it's very rough, that can cause some injury to the feet of cattle as they're walking on it. And so, yeah, mud has a number of negative connotations. One is, you know, the ability to stay warm if it's muddy is harder. Feet and legs are have troubles if it's real muddy. So a strategy and a plan to put the cattle, first of all, in the facilities or in the pasture or whatever, where the mud is the least challenging. It's never zero, but where it is the least challenging. And then making sure that the feeding areas, the watering areas, those types of places where cattle are going to congregate really do have good footing and can stay out of the mud. And sometimes that involves using some gravel or other materials that for those high traffic areas where we know there'll be a little bit more, where the cattle are going to gather. And so we're going to need to deal with that. So, again, just thinking about the facilities ahead of time so that mud is minimized and the cattle comfort is maximized.
What is the best way to minimize the mud? Do you like rake it or what do you
good,
do?
Good question. A lot of times it's about, scraping it. So depending on the equipment that the rancher might have, you know, a box scraper or something like that, basically just remove, some of the previous mud and buildup of organic matter. Remove that, get down to a good base. And then sometimes, again, kind of depending on how much of a traffic area it is or something like that, we will use gravel, fly ash, different things, even concrete in really high traffic areas in order to set up a base where we can control the mud. So it involves basically removal and then making sure that you have a good base, particularly for those high traffic areas. Then the other strategy with mud control is basically just get the cattle spread out so that they're not congregating very much. You know, they're going to congregate around the feed and water, but the rest of the day I want them spread out. So that minimizes mud in that way as well.
All right. And Dr. Bob Larson joining us here from the KSU College of Veterinary Medicine. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back more with him after this on News Radio KMAN.